Welcome to Friday's episode of What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self. In this episode, Adam talks about his new t-shirt company. Join us as we continue to document me losing my mind. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self. This is one of your hosts, Patrick Kling, and of course we have...
This is the other host, Adam Rotella. Hi, everybody.
Adam, today is Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Fridays, folks. It's so exciting it's Friday because for many people who have a weekend, this is like their weekend. You know what I mean?
It is. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Friday starts people's weekends. Friday starts my work week.
So speaking of the work week, Adam, you are now CEO, founder, president, treasurer, secretary of a new entity. Is that correct? Let's hear all about it.
That is correct. We can put co in front of all of those titles also, by the way. Co everything that Patrick just said. Yeah, man, I really don't know how this thing came about. But, you know, sometimes circumstances, events, and people will be brought into your life that further along your goal. And,
you know, before we jump to the end.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about, like, your journey?
That's right. This is 30 minutes.
Yeah. Let's talk about your journey in retail, your fashion, the many products you've been a part of. And what's led to like this huge new announcement?
Sure. Well, I started my fashion career with H&M many, many moons ago. I can't even tell you the year that happened. Maybe, Jesus, I don't know. I want to say 2009. I maybe got a job with them. I'm not sure at all. I kind of just fell into that job. It came upon me at a time where I was just really searching for something and searching for purpose. It was right when I was getting sober. I was probably sober for about 4 months at this time. And I was just like, hey, I just need a job. And one of my buddy's ex-girlfriends worked for the company and she set up an interview for me. And to get to this interview, Patrick, man, like this shows how much I wanted and needed a job. I didn't have a car at the time, so I had to take, for those of you that are not familiar with the public transit system of the Los Angeles area, it is not a public transit system. It is a cesspool of sitting around and waiting. So it probably took me 3 hours to get to this interview, 3 hours to get back. I had to take a light rail. I had to take a bus. I had to take public transit in places I've never, ever been before. So that's very daunting. Patrick, do you think that you could even take a bus at this point in your life?
I mean, I wouldn't want to, especially not in... This is the thing. If you're in New York City or Chicago or a place...
Seattle, it's fantastic.
Yeah, there's no issues with that. But when you're going to the depths of the darkness in Orange County on a bus, it'll take you 2 hours to go a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, so just that sacrifice actually made me feel so good about what I was doing. I kind of look back on that now, and I feel...
We want time for the interview, or did
I? Oh, I was early, man. I'm always early. Early is on time. Being on time is late, folks. I've always had that point of view. I just used to have it for parties.
Hey. early.
But when I got into the interview, man, it's like everything just fell into place with H&M. The dude had a half sleeve. The guy had a full sleeve tattoo. He was covered in tats, but a half sleeve of it was a portrait from the Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah.
Of the girl above the crocodile on the hanging wire. So
yeah.
I noticed that within like 5 seconds of sitting down with this guy, and I'm like, I'm going to throw to that halfway through the interview. And so I mentioned his tattoo. And I was out from the Haunted Mansion. Something clicks in his eyes. And I'm like, yeah, man, I used to be a Jungle Cruise skipper. And then we talk about Disneyland for the next 20 minutes and I'm hired the next day. So yeah. Something definitely was put into place there to help me out. And then I got a job with H&M, which I helped open this store for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. And that was Commerce Area?
Yeah, it was for those of you that live in LA, when you're driving up the 5 freeway, it's that giant castle-looking thing.
Yeah, it's so odd.
Yeah, it's that was, and my first day was my first time ever there. And this is a very busy mall, you know, it was a two-story store, and I was just happy to have a job, man. So I'm just there folding shirts, and I'm folding shirts for 8 hours because we have to open the store. There's nothing in there. So my whole job is just to fold shirts, and I have no idea how old I am at this time. But I'm, as pathetic as it might sound, folks, I was ecstatic to have a job and to have something going. And I did that for a year, folded shirts. Yeah. For a whole year. And then after about a year and a half, they said, hey, you're pretty good at folding shirts. You want to do this, you know, you want to go open a store? I said, sure. So I started getting more responsibilities at work, which was interesting. I've never had responsibilities at work before. So that was nice.
Sure.
And then they actually had me start opening stores. Which is what started my kick for wanting to travel so much.
Yeah, correct.
And once I started opening stores, man, it something just clicked even more. I got a whole a more dedicated attitude towards the job. I wanted to move up with H&M. I wanted to be a, you know, manager, everything for them.
Yeah.
And then after I opened about 3 stores, that's when I decided to move up to Seattle. Seattle went great. And what else do you want me to talk about? I'm kind of just floating here.
Well, you also then went to Zumiez.
Oh, yeah.
Urban Outfitters. So you've just had retail in your life.
Yeah, I've had retail in my life for probably the last 12 years, man. Yeah, so if we're bringing this back to why this t-shirt company makes sense... It's in my wheelhouse. It's something that I'm comfortable at. It's something that I'm confident that I can build a business around. It's something that the stuff that I'm doing goes hand in hand with this other thing. So
you when you first reached out to the NWA, you said, "Hey, I want to be a merch director."
I sure did. Yeah, like because dude, it was never on my radar screen to even think that I would be doing a podcast with you, let alone have over 200 episodes of a podcast about wrestling. When I first set out on this goal, it was, hey, let me use what I've learned in all these other aspects of life. I can bring it to something that I'd be very passionate about, something that I would love to help build, something that would, you know, give me the option to travel, give me the lifestyle that I want also. And my first pitch was, hey, let me be a merch director. But when, you know, it's two dudes and a champion running the whole company, they don't really need a merch director right then.
Right.
So, I mean, at this point, who knows what the NWA needs right now. But at the same time, this is something that I can, you know, the guys that I'm working with, I have very high confidence in right now. And I can tell that they have confidence in myself too, which is very nice.
So let's talk about the company a little bit, because you're kind of jumping in as if everybody knows exactly what it is. We talked about it a little bit, but how is the empire forming? What's the grand vision? How did it come about? You know, like maybe you could talk about that in a logical order.
Well. We'll save the grand vision because I don't even know if we have the grand vision yet. This did just get started 3 days ago, but the seeds have been being planted for quite a while now. Myself and Josiah is a guy that runs What For Apparel. we've been working with each other for the last 2 months on creating designs and selling shirts for the podcast. And through that, we kind of noticed that we have the same sense of humor. And and not only that, we actually got to meet in Phoenix and shake hands and really chat with each other. And we're not just talking about funny shirts and, hey, this would be cool, that would be cool. We're actually talking about, you know, business and retail, and he's giving me ideas. I'm giving him ideas before we even had the idea for this company. And so one day I came up with this shirt idea that didn't fit my brand at all. So there was no reason for me to sell it on my show. So I just reached out to Josiah and I'm like, hey, I got this idea for a shirt. So this guy just came back from the WWE and people have been booing him. And the WWE have been trying to get this guy over as a good guy, but people just aren't having him. He went away. Right. He also had leukemia, so he had to go get it treated. So now the guy's back, and my shirt idea was, you can't boo cancer. So that shirt doesn't go with my brand, but it's something, you know, it has an attitude. It's different. It's topical. It's funny. It's very, I mean, wrestling fans, smarter wrestling fans would absolutely love it. And so we're still playing to a niche, and that idea is what blossomed into, hey man, why don't we just start a separate page that we just come up with funny ideas with, and we're just split that 50-50.
Right.
And then that's where we are today. But,
and yeah, go on.
And then also the second guy that's helping me or helping the company right now, I've been talking to him on Twitter for probably a year. We've met in person on multiple occasions, and we've become really good friends. So within, and he also, the reason why I reached out to this guy and the reason why we have become friends is because he was doing the social media for that StarCast event that I went out to Chicago for. So he was in charge of all of that. So I was really asking him questions the whole time. I was learning from him, and we were chatting back and forth about, you know, how to use social media to market yourself, to market a brand. So I was really observing his work. And then through that, we became friends. And then within an hour of Josiah and I announcing this project, this guy, Dave, reached out to us and offered his services for free. And that was a huge indication that we're on the right track for something, because this is a guy that has worked with, you know, he's worked with podcasts that everyone listens to. He's worked on events like StarCast. He's working with people inside the industry. So to get him on our side to not only, you know, on his free time, send out a few social media things, but to also watch what I'm doing and watch what Josiah's doing on it. And he's giving us tips like immediately in the moment feedback when we send stuff out.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great. So he's on your advisory board. And so you've also rebranded your podcast a bit, right? You're kind of reshifting your umbrella, and what's going on with that?
Well, it just goes with it, man. You know, I mean, have you seen the logo for Kayfabe Tees?
Yes, I did see that.
So it's a great 80s retro but still modern logo. It's very 80s style wrestling, but it's still, dude, I showed that logo to Haley and she's like, I'll freaking wear that on a shirt right now. So it's something that's very appealing too. What was the question?
Oh, how did the how's their media? Your media.
Oh, yes. So Kayfabe Tees, dude, once I saw that logo, I'm like, let's be a t-shirt company that thinks of itself as a media company also. So let's just make this thing into Kayfabe TV. Mm-hmm. So now my YouTube page is going to be Kayfabe TV. One channel is the NWA podcast. One channel is the AEW podcast. One channel is the actual me working, making those shows. And then Josiah and I are going to start making not really a podcast, but like maybe starting off with like some 5-minute videos about what Kayfabe Tease is, kind of like an office style show, like it being funny and topical and kind of spoofing on what's going on in wrestling right now, but also showing the true to life business days also.
And how so it looks like you got a lot of gifts are going on. That's great. I'm looking at your feed right now because you're now Phil. How can people follow you on Twitter?
Go to @KayfabeTees on Twitter. It's actually going to be a super duper fun account, dude. Like, I don't really know how else to say that. This guy just joined today and I waved back as Ralph and I said, "Hi, nice to see you." And then he's like, "Oh, hey, nice to see you. I just bought a shirt." I'm like, so that's how this works.
Oh, there it is. Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
So, yeah. I mean, it's, see, dude, and like talking as Kayfabe Tees is going to be so much fun because it's like.
People love, man. You got to be all GIF all the time.
Exactly. All GIF all the time. Just really just out there and fun, man. Like, because that's the brand. When your first shirt is "You can't boo cancer," that really sets that sets the tone that, hey, we're not taking ourselves seriously. Yeah. If you find our YouTube channel, we're definitely not taking ourselves seriously. So if people dig deep, they can actually find something in this brand that could blossom into something nice within a year. I think we can really get this thing going if we bootstrap it right.
This is huge news.
It's so much better for my mindset too, dude. Because I mean, I said this on Instagram today, man. Like what I was doing for that whole year, yeah, it was great. But folks, that was a Hail Mary pass with like 10 seconds left before halftime. Okay, the game's not over. That was smart what I was doing. Maybe not smart, but because I did quit my job and I did go back behind the bar and I took many, many steps down. But doing that, I was able to find people that are willing to grind and willing to, that do want to put in the work, that do want to make a company, that are hungry. And that's a much better, you know, having that side goal, Patrick, is going to be so much better for my mindset than, "Oh, fuck it, I'll just move to an island."
Yeah, right.
That's insane. Well, now,
do you think there's a... So you're on social media right now. What do you think is going to happen to 10 Pounds of Podcast and AEW the week in lead? Is that all still full steam ahead?
That's all full steam ahead. The main goal is still in effect. This is just something to ease... This is just a smart business move that if the wrestling thing doesn't work, this is something I can easily do.
Would you ever consider going back and trying to get a job in retail or a manager job at a retail store and focusing to make sure you could pay off things and then just focusing your time side time on this?
Well, yeah, I'm still making the same amount of money as I did as a store manager, okay. Man.
Oh, okay, all right. Well,
yeah, I'm not working at a dive bar here.
Okay, well, I don't know. So maybe we could get your friend, your co-founder on the blower one of these days and in a couple of weeks and really talk all about
it.
Yeah,
no, we've already discussed that. I think that we're gonna start our first... whatever the hell it's going to be next week. It should be posting sometime next week.
Do they listen to this show?
I think that they've been listening to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to go into business with me unless you've seen a couple shows.
Sure. Great. Well, it sounds like you're kind of building a your own entity again. That looks it looks legitimate.
That's the main thing right there, Patrick. Yeah, this is an actual company. It's not, you know, I mean, Hey, it's fun being a dude in a living room behind a desk, but if I actually, you know, can also run a company at the same time and turn this into something, this is something that I can parlay into wrestling also.
Have you booked, gotten the domain for Kayfabe Tees yet?
I do not know that.
You probably should get on that.
I'll text the guys right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, you can just go on GoDaddy and buy it and then redirect the website to your Wet for Apparel website.
Sounds good.
Kayfabe TV, Kayfabe Tees, these are, you know, $20 investments, and who knows what it could blossom.
I'm actually texting them right now.
Yeah, make sure you do that before this one. So that's the state of the union for your kayfabe tees. What kind of lessons do you think that you've learned that you're now applying to this new endeavor?
No, patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience, big time. Getting the mindset right from the start. Dude, I mean, the tools that I've learned from doing this other thing, from just trying to be, I mean, the market is saturated with podcasts, and the content that I've been making has been good, but the content that I can make on a t-shirt will be much better.
Hmm.
Because it's something that I'm familiar with. It's something that I'm much more comfortable with. And with the, because we're going to run Facebook ads, you know, we're going to run Instagram ads. We're going to run these things during pay-per-views and during wrestling. And I know that I can get the ads right for that, because that's all that I've been paying attention to for the last year. So I think it's a company that, it's something that I can build with people that want it to be something.
Yeah.
So it's nice to work with people that are hungry.
And then does Josiah do the graphic design for it, or how's that been working out?
Yeah, Josiah does all the graphics for it, and he owns the print shop.
Right.
Really done, dude, is we found a spokesman, which is me. We found someone that can do the mechanical things and the analytical, and the graphic things like Josiah, and then we found someone like Dave that can do social media and kick ass at that. And I also do social media, so he works during the day, I do it during the day, I work at night, he does it at night. So it's really a very comfortable triangle that doesn't need to grow any bigger than it is.
That's exciting.
And shouldn't grow any bigger than it is yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's embryonic, but it sounds like it's a hope is on the horizon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can make that a shirt if you'd like.
Yeah.
Hope is on the horizon.
Yeah, be careful. I'll start throwing t-shirt ideas at you.
You throw every other idea at me, Patrick.
Oh, this is true, Adam. So, kayfabetees.com, kayfabetv.com, new multimedia empire is starting today.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, any other, I know we're a little short here, but any other parting words you have?
Well, I think just my mindset recently has not been the best, Patrick, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what the hell happened to me there, but it really just clicks on and clicks off sometimes. And I don't think that that's supposed to happen. Is that correct, Patrick?
Oh, it's all a part of the journey, man.
Okay.
When you're on your own journey and you don't have other people validating you, now you have a business or a partner who's going to be able to validate what you're doing, and you're going to be able to bounce ideas off of, which I think is so important. Nothing against your cats, but I think having someone do that you have deadlines with or you have commitments with is really going to help. It's going to be exponential for your growth.
You know, that's a good point, Patrick, because one of the things that I was talking about recently is not being able to see where I stand with things. And that obviously was getting to me. So that's a good point that you just said right there. And, you know, I went to the gym 10 times in a row today, Patrick.
10 times in a row today?
Today was 10 times in a row.
Yeah, I know. I got it. I'm on my journey back to the gym, but still recovering from last weekend, even though it was a week ago. But we talked about that on the Wednesday episode, so I won't bore people with more details.
Okay, well, we should probably record the Wednesday episode right now then, so I know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. All right, well, you know what? I think that's a good enough place to end it, Adam. This has been What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self with Patrick Klingan.
Adam Rotella.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks. Boy, what else is this guy going to come up with next? Join us on Monday for our always popular weekly update. We'll see you on Monday, folks. Have a fantastic weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.